The Law of Corporations by Joseph H. Beall Jr. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The Law of Corporations by Joseph H. Beall Jr. is a comprehensive guide to the legal aspects of corporate law. It covers the formation, organization, and operation of corporations, as well as the legal issues that arise in the course of their business. The book is divided into four parts: formation and organization, operation and management, financing and capitalization, and dissolution and liquidation. The first part of the book covers the formation and organization of corporations. It explains the different types of corporations, the requirements for forming a corporation, and the legal documents that must be filed with the state. It also discusses the rights and duties of shareholders, directors, and officers, as well as the fiduciary duties of directors and officers. The second part of the book covers the operation and management of corporations. It explains the different types of business transactions, such as mergers and acquisitions, and the legal issues that arise in the course of conducting business. It also discusses the different types of contracts, such as employment contracts, and the legal issues that arise in the course of negotiating and executing contracts. The third part of the book covers the financing and capitalization of corporations. It explains the different types of financing, such as debt and equity, and the legal issues that arise in the course of raising capital. It also discusses the different types of securities, such as stocks and bonds, and the legal issues that arise in the course of issuing securities. The fourth part of the book covers the dissolution and liquidation of corporations. It explains the different types of dissolution, such as voluntary and involuntary, and the legal issues that arise in the course of dissolving a corporation. It also discusses the different types of liquidation, such as receivership and bankruptcy, and the legal issues that arise in the course of liquidating a corporation. The Law of Corporations by Joseph H. Beall Jr. is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in understanding the legal aspects of corporate law. It provides a comprehensive overview of the formation, organization, operation, financing, capitalization, dissolution, and liquidation of corporations. It is an essential reference for lawyers, business owners, and anyone else interested in understanding the legal aspects of corporate law. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The nature of corporations. A corporation is a legal entity created by a state that is separate and distinct from its owners and shareholders. It is a legal person that can own property, enter into contracts, and sue and be sued in its own name. A corporation is a legal entity created by a state that is separate and distinct from its owners and shareholders. It is a legal person that can own property, enter into contracts, and sue and be sued in its own name. This means that the corporation is a distinct legal entity from its owners and shareholders, and is responsible for its own debts and obligations. The owners and shareholders of a corporation are not liable for the debts and obligations of the corporation, and the corporation is not liable for the debts and obligations of its owners and shareholders. The nature of a corporation also means that it can exist indefinitely, even if its owners and shareholders change. This is because the corporation is a separate legal entity from its owners and shareholders, and is not affected by changes in ownership. This allows corporations to continue to exist and conduct business even if the ownership of the corporation changes. The nature of a corporation also means that it can be managed by a board of directors, who are elected by the shareholders. The board of directors is responsible for making decisions on behalf of the corporation, and is accountable to the shareholders. The board of directors is also responsible for ensuring that the corporation complies with all applicable laws and regulations. The nature of a corporation also means that it can be taxed separately from its owners and shareholders. This means that the corporation is responsible for paying taxes on its income, and the owners and shareholders are responsible for paying taxes on their own income. This allows the corporation to be taxed at a different rate than its owners and shareholders, which can be beneficial for both parties. Main idea number 2. Formation of corporations. the formation of a corporation requires the filing of articles of incorporation with the state, which sets forth the name, purpose, and other information about the corporation. The formation of a corporation is a complex process that requires careful consideration and planning. The first step is to file articles of incorporation with the state. These articles provide the name, purpose, and other information about the corporation. The articles must be approved by the state before the corporation can be formed. Once the articles are approved, the corporation must be registered with the state and obtain a corporate charter. The charter outlines the rights and responsibilities of the corporation and its shareholders. The corporation must also create bylaws, which set forth the rules and regulations for the corporation's operations. Finally, the corporation must obtain any necessary licenses and permits from the state and local governments. Once the formation process is complete, the corporation is legally recognized as a separate entity from its owners. This means that the corporation can enter into contracts, sue and be sued, and own property in its own name. The corporation also has the ability to issue stock, which allows it to raise capital from investors. The corporation is responsible for paying taxes on its income and must comply with all applicable laws and regulations. Main idea number 3. Corporate powers. Corporations have the power to do anything that is not prohibited by law, including the power to enter into contracts, borrow money, and issue stock. Corporate powers are the legal authority granted to corporations to conduct business activities. These powers are derived from the laws of the state in which the corporation is incorporated. Generally, corporations have the power to do anything that is not prohibited by law, including the power to enter into contracts, borrow money, and issue stock. This broad authority allows corporations to engage in a wide range of activities, from manufacturing products to providing services. The scope of corporate powers is limited by the laws of the state in which the corporation is incorporated. For example, some states may prohibit corporations from engaging in certain activities, such as gambling or the sale of alcohol. Additionally, corporations may be limited in their ability to borrow money or issue stock. In some cases, the state may require the corporation to obtain approval from the state before engaging in certain activities. The corporate powers granted to a corporation are also limited by the corporation's articles of incorporation. The articles of incorporation are the legal document that establishes the corporation and outlines its purpose and powers. The articles of incorporation may limit the scope of the corporation's activities or provide additional restrictions on the corporation's powers. The corporate powers granted to a corporation are also limited by the corporation's bylaws. The bylaws are the internal rules and regulations that govern the corporation's operations. The bylaws may provide additional restrictions on the corporation's powers or provide additional requirements for the corporation to follow. The corporate powers granted to a corporation are also limited by the corporation's shareholders. The shareholders are the owners of the corporation and have the power to approve or reject certain decisions made by the corporation. For example, the shareholders may approve or reject the issuance of new stock or the borrowing of money. Main idea number 4. Corporate officers. Corporations must have officers, such as a president, secretary, and treasurer, who are responsible for managing the corporation. Corporate officers are responsible for the day-to-day operations of a corporation. They are responsible for making sure that the corporation is in compliance with all applicable laws and regulations, as well as ensuring that the corporation is meeting its financial and operational goals. The president is the highest-ranking officer and is responsible for setting the overall direction of the corporation. The secretary is responsible for keeping records of the corporation's activities, such as board meetings and shareholder votes. The treasurer is responsible for managing the corporation's finances, including preparing financial statements and overseeing the collection and payment of taxes. Corporate officers are also responsible for ensuring that the corporation is properly insured and that the corporation's assets are properly safeguarded. In addition to their day-to-day responsibilities, corporate officers are also responsible for representing the corporation in legal matters. They are responsible for signing contracts and other legal documents on behalf of the corporation, as well as representing the corporation in court proceedings. Corporate officers are also responsible for ensuring that the corporation is in compliance with all applicable laws and regulations. They must ensure that the corporation is properly registered with the appropriate government agencies and that all required filings are made in a timely manner. The duties of corporate officers can vary depending on the size and structure of the corporation. In larger corporations, there may be additional officers, such as a chief financial officer or a chief operating officer, who are responsible for specific areas of the corporation's operations. In smaller corporations, the duties of the officers may be more general in nature. Regardless of the size and structure of the corporation, corporate officers are responsible for ensuring that the corporation is operating in an efficient and compliant manner. Main idea number 5. Corporate directors. Corporations must have directors, who are responsible for overseeing the management of the corporation and making major decisions. Corporate directors are responsible for the overall management of the corporation. They are responsible for making major decisions, such as setting the company's strategic direction, approving major investments, and appointing and removing officers. Directors must also ensure that the corporation complies with all applicable laws and regulations. Directors are elected by the shareholders of the corporation and serve for a set term. They are typically compensated for their services, either through a salary or through stock options. The duties of directors are set out in the corporation's bylaws. These duties include the duty of care, which requires directors to act in the best interests of the corporation and its shareholders, and the duty of loyalty, which requires directors to act in good faith and with the utmost integrity. Directors must also ensure that the corporation's financial statements are accurate and that the corporation is in compliance with all applicable laws and regulations. Directors are also responsible for ensuring that the corporation has adequate internal controls and procedures in place to protect the corporation's assets. The role of corporate directors is an important one, and it is essential that directors are knowledgeable and experienced in the areas of corporate governance and business management. Directors must also be aware of the potential conflicts of interest that may arise in their role and must take steps to ensure that these conflicts are managed appropriately. Main idea number 6. Corporate shareholders. Shareholders are the owners of the corporation and have the right to vote on major decisions and receive dividends. Corporate shareholders are the owners of the corporation and have a vested interest in the success of the company. They have the right to vote on major decisions, such as the election of directors, the approval of mergers and acquisitions, and the issuance of new shares. Shareholders also have the right to receive dividends, which are payments made to shareholders out of the company's profits. Shareholders may also receive other benefits, such as access to company information and the ability to attend shareholder meetings. Shareholders have a responsibility to the company as well. They must act in the best interests of the company and its other shareholders. This means that they must be informed about the company's activities and make decisions that are in the best interests of the company. Shareholders must also comply with the company's bylaws and other regulations. Failure to do so can result in legal action against the shareholder. Main idea number 7. Corporate financing. Corporations can raise money by issuing stock, borrowing money, or obtaining loans from banks or other lenders. Corporate financing is an important part of running a successful business. Corporations can raise money by issuing stock, borrowing money, or obtaining loans from banks or other lenders. Issuing stock is a way for a corporation to raise capital by selling shares of ownership in the company to investors. This allows the company to raise money without having to take on debt. Borrowing money is another way for a corporation to raise capital. This involves taking out a loan from a bank or other lender and using the money to finance the company's operations. Finally, corporations can also obtain loans from banks or other lenders. This involves the company taking out a loan and using the money to finance its operations. No matter which method of corporate financing a company chooses, it is important to understand the legal implications of each option. For example, when issuing stock, the company must comply with securities laws and regulations. When borrowing money, the company must understand the terms of the loan and the repayment schedule. Finally, when obtaining a loan from a bank or other lender, the company must understand the terms of the loan and the repayment schedule. It is important for corporations to understand the different methods of corporate financing and the legal implications of each option. By understanding the different methods of corporate financing, corporations can make informed decisions about how to best finance their operations. Main idea number 8. Corporate mergers and acquisitions. Corporations can merge with or acquire other corporations, which can be a way to expand the business. Corporate mergers and acquisitions are a common way for corporations to expand their business. A merger is when two or more corporations combine to form a single entity, while an acquisition is when one corporation takes over another. In either case, the resulting entity is usually larger and more powerful than the individual corporations that formed it. Mergers and acquisitions can be used to gain access to new markets, acquire new technology, or increase the size of the company. They can also be used to reduce costs by eliminating redundant operations or to increase the company's competitive advantage. Mergers and acquisitions can be complex and involve a great deal of legal and financial planning. It is important to understand the legal and financial implications of any merger or acquisition before proceeding. The process of a merger or acquisition typically begins with a letter of intent, which outlines the terms of the deal. This is followed by due diligence, which is a process of researching the target company and its financials. Once the due diligence is complete, the parties can negotiate the terms of the deal and sign a merger or acquisition agreement. This agreement will outline the terms of the transaction, including the purchase price, the structure of the new entity, and the rights and responsibilities of the parties involved. After the agreement is signed, the parties must obtain the necessary regulatory approvals and complete the transaction. Mergers and acquisitions can be a great way for corporations to expand their business, but they can also be risky. It is important to understand the legal and financial implications of any merger or acquisition before proceeding. With careful planning and due diligence, however, mergers and acquisitions can be a great way for corporations to grow and succeed. Main idea number 9. Corporate governance. Corporations must have a board of directors that is responsible for overseeing the management of the corporation and making major decisions. Corporate governance is the system of rules, practices, and processes by which a corporation is directed and controlled. It is the system by which a corporation's management is held accountable to its shareholders and other stakeholders. Corporate governance is essential for a corporation to ensure that it is managed in a responsible and ethical manner. The board of directors is responsible for setting the corporation's strategic direction, monitoring the performance of the management team, and ensuring that the corporation complies with applicable laws and regulations. The board of directors is also responsible for ensuring that the corporation's financial statements are accurate and that the corporation is operating in a manner that is in the best interests of its shareholders. The board of directors is also responsible for appointing and removing the corporation's officers and setting their compensation. The board of directors is also responsible for setting the corporation's corporate governance policies. These policies should include the roles and responsibilities of the board of directors, the roles and responsibilities of the management team, the procedures for making major decisions, and the procedures for resolving conflicts of interest. The board of directors should also establish a code of conduct for the corporation's employees and officers. This code of conduct should set out the ethical standards that the corporation expects its employees and officers to adhere to. The board of directors should also establish a system of internal controls to ensure that the corporation's assets are safeguarded and that the corporation's financial statements are accurate. The board of directors should also establish a system of risk management to ensure that the corporation is aware of and prepared for any potential risks that may arise. Finally, the board of directors should establish a system of corporate governance reporting to ensure that the corporation's shareholders and other stakeholders are kept informed of the corporation's activities. Main idea number 10. Corporate taxation. Corporations are subject to taxation on their income, and shareholders are subject to taxation on dividends and other distributions. Corporate taxation is a complex area of law that affects both corporations and their shareholders. Corporations are subject to taxation on their income, and shareholders are subject to taxation on dividends and other distributions. Corporate taxation is based on the principle that corporations are separate legal entities from their shareholders, and therefore should be taxed separately. This means that the income of the corporation is taxed at the corporate level, and then the shareholders are taxed on any dividends or other distributions they receive from the corporation. The taxation of corporations is based on the concept of double taxation, which means that the corporation is taxed on its income, and then the shareholders are taxed on any distributions they receive from the corporation. This double taxation can be avoided in certain circumstances, such as when the corporation pays out dividends to its shareholders. In this case, the corporation is only taxed on its income, and the shareholders are only taxed on the dividends they receive. In addition to taxation on income, corporations may also be subject to other taxes, such as property taxes, sales taxes, and payroll taxes. These taxes are generally imposed on the corporation itself, rather than on the shareholders. The taxation of corporations is an important area of law, and it is important for corporations and their shareholders to understand the rules and regulations that apply to them. It is also important for corporations to understand the tax implications of any transactions they enter into, as well as the tax implications of any distributions they make to their shareholders. Main idea number 11. Corporate liability. Corporations are liable for their own debts and obligations, and shareholders are generally not liable for the debts and obligations of the corporation. Corporate liability is a legal concept that states that corporations are liable for their own debts and obligations, and shareholders are generally not liable for the debts and obligations of the corporation. This means that if a corporation is sued, the shareholders are not personally liable for the debts and obligations of the corporation. The corporation is responsible for its own debts and obligations, and the shareholders are not responsible for them. This is an important concept in corporate law, as it allows shareholders to invest in a corporation without fear of personal liability for the corporation's debts and obligations. The concept of corporate liability is based on the idea that a corporation is a separate legal entity from its shareholders. This means that the corporation is responsible for its own debts and obligations, and the shareholders are not responsible for them. This is an important concept in corporate law, as it allows shareholders to invest in a corporation without fear of personal liability for the corporation's debts and obligations. The concept of corporate liability is also important in terms of protecting the assets of the corporation. If a corporation is sued, the assets of the corporation are protected from the claims of creditors. This means that the creditors cannot take the assets of the corporation to satisfy their claims. This is an important protection for the shareholders, as it ensures that their investments are protected from the claims of creditors. Main idea number 12. Corporate records. Corporations must keep accurate records of their activities, including minutes of meetings, financial statements, and other documents. Corporate records are essential for any corporation. They provide a record of the decisions and actions taken by the corporation, and are used to ensure that the corporation is operating in accordance with the law. Corporate records include minutes of meetings, financial statements, and other documents. Minutes of meetings provide a record of the decisions made by the board of directors, and can be used to demonstrate that the board is acting in the best interests of the corporation. Financial statements provide a record of the financial position of the corporation, and can be used to demonstrate that the corporation is in compliance with applicable laws and regulations. Other documents, such as contracts and agreements, provide a record of the transactions entered into by the corporation, and can be used to demonstrate that the corporation is operating in accordance with the terms of the agreement. Corporate records are essential for any corporation, and must be kept up to date and accurate in order to ensure that the corporation is operating in accordance with the law. Main idea number 13. Corporate dissolution. Corporations can be dissolved voluntarily or involuntarily, and the process of dissolution must be followed in order for the corporation to be legally dissolved. Corporate dissolution is the process of legally ending a corporation's existence. It can be voluntary or involuntary, and the process must be followed in order for the corporation to be legally dissolved. Voluntary dissolution occurs when the shareholders of the corporation vote to dissolve the corporation. This is usually done when the corporation is no longer profitable or when the shareholders decide to end the business. Involuntary dissolution occurs when a court orders the dissolution of the corporation due to legal or financial issues. The process of dissolution begins with the filing of a certificate of dissolution with the state in which the corporation was formed. This document must be signed by the corporation's officers and must include the name of the corporation, the date of dissolution, and the reason for dissolution. Once the certificate is filed, the corporation must take steps to wind up its affairs. This includes notifying creditors, paying off debts, and distributing any remaining assets to shareholders. The corporation must also file a final tax return and notify the IRS of its dissolution. Once all of the necessary steps have been taken, the corporation is officially dissolved. The corporation's name is removed from the state's records and the corporation no longer exists. The dissolution of a corporation can be a complicated process, so it is important to consult with a lawyer or accountant to ensure that all of the necessary steps are taken. Main idea number 14. Corporate reorganization. Corporations can reorganize their structure or operations in order to improve their financial performance or to comply with changing laws. Corporate reorganization is a process that can be used to improve the financial performance of a corporation or to comply with changing laws. It involves restructuring the corporate structure, operations, and/or management in order to achieve the desired goals. This can include changes to the corporate structure, such as the formation of new subsidiaries or the dissolution of existing ones, or changes to the operations, such as the introduction of new products or services. It can also involve changes to the management, such as the appointment of new executives or the removal of existing ones. Corporate reorganization can also involve the sale or transfer of assets, the issuance of new stock, or the restructuring of debt. The goal of corporate reorganization is to improve the financial performance of the corporation. This can be done by increasing efficiency, reducing costs, or increasing revenue. It can also be used to comply with changing laws, such as those related to taxation or environmental regulations. Corporate reorganization can also be used to restructure the ownership of the corporation, such as through the sale of shares or the transfer of ownership to a new entity. The process of corporate reorganization can be complex and time-consuming. It requires careful planning and consideration of the potential risks and rewards. It is important to consult with legal and financial advisors to ensure that the reorganization is in compliance with applicable laws and regulations. Additionally, it is important to consider the potential impact of the reorganization on the corporation's employees, customers, and other stakeholders. Main idea number 15. Corporate bankruptcy. Corporations can file for bankruptcy in order to reorganize their debts and obligations and to protect their assets. Corporate bankruptcy is a legal process that allows a corporation to reorganize its debts and obligations and to protect its assets. It is a process that is regulated by federal law and overseen by the bankruptcy court. The process begins when a corporation files a petition for bankruptcy with the court. The court then appoints a trustee to oversee the reorganization process. The trustee is responsible for reviewing the corporation's assets and liabilities, negotiating with creditors, and developing a plan to reorganize the corporation's debts. The plan must be approved by the court and the creditors before it can be implemented. Once the plan is approved, the corporation can begin to pay its creditors and reorganize its debts. The goal of corporate bankruptcy is to allow the corporation to continue to operate while it reorganizes its debts. This can be beneficial to both the corporation and its creditors. The corporation can continue to operate and generate revenue, while the creditors can receive some of the money they are owed. In some cases, the creditors may even receive more money than they would have if the corporation had not filed for bankruptcy. The process of corporate bankruptcy can be complex and time-consuming. It is important for corporations to seek the advice of experienced legal counsel when considering filing for bankruptcy. An experienced attorney can help the corporation understand the process and ensure that the corporation's rights are protected throughout the process. Main idea number 16. Corporate securities. Corporations can issue securities, such as stocks and bonds, in order to raise money. Corporate securities are a form of investment that corporations can use to raise money. Stocks and bonds are the two most common types of corporate securities. Stocks represent ownership in a company and are typically bought and sold on the stock market. Bonds are a form of debt that a company issues in order to raise money. When a company issues bonds, it agrees to pay back the money it borrowed, plus interest, at a specified date in the future. Investors who purchase corporate securities are taking a risk, as there is no guarantee that the company will be able to pay back the money it borrowed. However, if the company is successful, investors can make a profit from their investments. Corporate securities can also provide investors with a steady stream of income, as they are typically entitled to receive regular payments of interest or dividends. Corporate securities can be a great way for companies to raise money, as they can access large amounts of capital without having to take on debt. They can also be a great way for investors to diversify their portfolios and potentially make a profit. Main idea number 17. Corporate compliance. Corporations must comply with all applicable laws and regulations, including those related to taxes, labor, and environmental protection. Corporate compliance is an essential part of running a successful business. It involves ensuring that a company is following all applicable laws and regulations, including those related to taxes, labor, and environmental protection. Companies must be aware of the laws and regulations that apply to their industry and ensure that they are in compliance with them. This includes filing the necessary paperwork, paying taxes, and adhering to labor laws. Additionally, companies must be aware of environmental regulations and take steps to ensure that their operations are not causing harm to the environment. Failure to comply with applicable laws and regulations can have serious consequences for a company. It can lead to fines, penalties, and even criminal charges. Additionally, it can damage a company's reputation and lead to a loss of customers and investors. Therefore, it is essential for companies to take compliance seriously and ensure that they are following all applicable laws and regulations. In order to ensure compliance, companies should have a comprehensive compliance program in place. This program should include policies and procedures that are designed to ensure that the company is in compliance with all applicable laws and regulations. Additionally, the program should include training for employees on the applicable laws and regulations and regular audits to ensure that the company is in compliance. By having a comprehensive compliance program in place, companies can ensure that they are in compliance with all applicable laws and regulations and avoid the serious consequences of non-compliance. Main idea number 18. Corporate social responsibility. Corporations have a responsibility to act in a socially responsible manner, such as by protecting the environment and providing a safe workplace. Corporate social responsibility, CSR, is the concept that corporations have a responsibility to act in a socially responsible manner. This includes protecting the environment, providing a safe workplace, and engaging in ethical business practices. CSR also involves taking into account the interests of stakeholders, such as employees, customers, and the community, when making decisions. Companies that practice CSR are often seen as more responsible and trustworthy, and may even benefit from increased customer loyalty and improved public relations. CSR is not just a moral obligation, but also a legal one. Many countries have laws and regulations that require companies to adhere to certain standards of social responsibility. For example, companies may be required to provide a safe working environment, protect the environment, and pay their employees a fair wage. Companies that fail to comply with these regulations may face fines or other penalties. In addition to legal requirements, companies may also choose to engage in voluntary CSR activities. These activities may include donating to charities, sponsoring community events, or engaging in environmental initiatives. By engaging in these activities, companies can demonstrate their commitment to social responsibility and build goodwill with their stakeholders. Main idea number 19. Corporate ethics. Corporations must adhere to ethical standards in their business practices, such as avoiding conflicts of interest and treating customers fairly. Corporate ethics is an important concept for businesses to understand and adhere to. It involves the principles and values that guide a company's behavior and decision-making. Corporate ethics are based on the idea that businesses should act in a responsible and ethical manner, and should strive to do what is right and just. This includes avoiding conflicts of interest, treating customers fairly, and adhering to laws and regulations. Companies should also strive to be transparent and honest in their dealings with customers, suppliers, and other stakeholders. Corporate ethics also involves taking responsibility for the company's actions and ensuring that employees are aware of the company's ethical standards. Companies should also strive to create a culture of ethical behavior and ensure that employees are held accountable for their actions. Adhering to corporate ethics is important for businesses to maintain a good reputation and to ensure that their customers and other stakeholders trust them. Companies that are seen as unethical can suffer from a loss of customers and a decrease in their stock price. Additionally, companies that are seen as unethical can be subject to legal action and fines. Therefore, it is important for businesses to understand and adhere to corporate ethics in order to protect their reputation and ensure that their customers and other stakeholders trust them. Main idea number 20. Corporate litigation. Corporations can be sued by individuals or other entities, and they must defend themselves in court if they are sued. Corporate litigation is a legal process in which a corporation is sued by an individual or another entity. In such cases, the corporation must defend itself in court and prove that it is not liable for any damages or losses that may have been caused. The process of corporate litigation can be complex and time-consuming, as the corporation must present evidence and arguments to support its case. The outcome of the litigation can have a significant impact on the corporation, as it may be liable for damages or other costs associated with the lawsuit. It is important for corporations to understand the legal process and to be prepared to defend themselves in court if they are sued. The Law of Corporations by Joseph H. Beall Jr. provides an in-depth look at the legal process of corporate litigation. It covers topics such as the types of claims that can be brought against a corporation, the defenses that can be used to protect the corporation, and the remedies that may be available to the plaintiff. The book also provides guidance on how to prepare for a corporate litigation case, including how to select an attorney and how to present evidence and arguments in court. Additionally, the book provides an overview of the legal process and the potential outcomes of a corporate litigation case.